I don't know. I wouldn't consider us as being like in a rush, but we just kind of set out with a strong kind of idea what we wanted to do, and recorded pretty quick. And a year later, like it's cool. We feel good, you know. We want to go further and reach more people for sure.
Chris from Galaxies in the River. Who else is in the band here?
I'm John.
And I'm Jared. I play drums in the band.
You were saying you guys grew up together in this area, even?
Well, me and John are brothers. It's like a block from here, just in the junction. Yeah, Jared's from, he lives in Nobleton.
I grew up like in Downsby, Ontario, and pretty much moved on north of the city from then, like up in farmlands, I suppose. And I just recently, about 3 years ago, moved up to Nobleton. And I've been living there like pretty humbly and found these guys by chance. And we've just taken a journey, like just gone upstream, just happened to unfold pretty organically, so we're just enjoying the vibes. And that's what we're all about, really, is just paying tribute to good artists before us, and yeah, just keep on keeping on.
Yeah. How long have you guys been playing together?
About a year.
And you put out Home From Above.
Just pretty much captures us getting to know each other after a few months, and just went in there with some ideas and nailed it out on the floor.
Yeah, as soon as we learned enough songs to record an album, that's basically it.
Yeah, that was exactly it, actually, yeah. But that's what we like. Like, we want to keep it fresh, you know, like,
always moving forward.
Exactly.
You
know?
Yeah. Jared, you were saying paying tribute to your influences. What are they?
Everything from jazz to blues, like guys like Robin Trower, Porras Silver, guys like that, like just people who write good music. Mahavishnu Orchestra is what connects us all together, I suppose. Like, you know, Chris was looking for something. And, I mean, it's not the main thing that connects us together, but that's what lured me into responding to Chris, and here we are now.
I had a strong idea of, like, a vision for the band. I had it kind of worked out, and I put it out there, and I know I was asking a lot, and, I really feel lucky that we're all playing together, because, I think we're all well-suited to each other.
We're just not out to prove anything.
Yeah, we're really, like, part of my intent with this band was to really make it about the music and having what I define as integrity in music and staying true to pure expression and creativity, and that's...
Feeling free to do it.
Yeah. Just if you kind of just play music, just for the sake of playing music, you know, you're kind of... That comes through. And that's kind of what people want to hear. You know, just no bullshit in their music, just straight. This is what it is. You know, I think that's what we try in this band. Everyone just has a voice. Yeah, and everyone has a voice.
Well, we're technical prowess, you know, like, it's definitely, for all of us, about feel and intensity and then, you know, genuine communication. Yeah.
I know you guys played the 460 a few weeks back and also the Rivoli in December. How did the audience respond to...
It's been awesome, like... We've gotten a lot of response from just people in the crowd, and they've just been so helpful, like, so positive. And, like, even, like, death metal guys are like, wow, that was awesome, like, and they loved it.
Yeah.
And all the metal, but I don't listen to that stuff, you know. And so it's crazy we're reaching that kind of audience, but, yeah, I just want people to hear it.
Yeah, definitely. It's pretty cool how, like, coming into different genres that have groove, it's just music, right? And
It's just the heaviness of it, and, like, that's what we explore, is just, what is heavy? Like, the song we just played before, it's a standard, sorry, not a standard, it's a jazz song, but it doesn't matter, it's just all about the feel, it doesn't matter what you play, like, what is heavy? So, we have different levels of heaviness, you know?
Do you guys have any opinions about the scene of psychedelic rock coming up, it seems, within the past decade? I find that commercially,
I think that's
it's
just
like...
I'm repeating, you know, like that happens, like, fuck, you know, everyone goes to the past for something trendy and cool, and it's just like bound to happen, and I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, Floyd
like...
is good. If you explore Floyd outside what they play on the radio, like, it's fucking good music, man. And I don't know. I guess not much people know that, but. A lot of people do. Not the young generation.
Come through, the band next door.
Nice.
We were worried about that. Like, I texted both these guys on the way down. Like, I so hope, like, the band next door is going to be playing when they come. Wow.
There it is.
Let's not be rude, though.
Yeah. this is one thing that comes through your guys' music from what I hear is the jam. Like you can hear the time spent just jamming on the songs and the and it's good. It has a good groove to it that because of that, right?
I don't know, like that. I know what you say, but like when you say groove, like for me, that what I started off like listening to lots of blues, and what hit me was the genuine intensity and just that the swagger, the swing, and the shuffle. You know, just like in that groove, that pocket, like hit me.
Soul.
Yeah, and that's you know we have that.
I think the jam's really important too, like. As just like music played for music's sake, you know, like I've jammed with guys that are just really technical and they'll be like, well, what key is it in? I'm like, I don't know, man, like A. They're like, well, minor or major. It's like, well, it's happy or sad, you know, like just play, you know, you're a musician. You should just be able to pick it up and play. So like, that's what we try and do. Just whatever's in the moment. Like our songs are like tied together sequences of short jams, you know, all throughout.
I find that's a lot of kind of a block for many musicians or people striving to be musicians is like the technicalities of like knowing all the keys and positions on the guitar versus like going and just, you know, start off with one note and, you know.
It's all about the feel, I guess.
Yeah, like at the same time, like we do trust each other. There's a trust there where someone can kind of go and take off and there'll be support there for them, you know, like to be able to go feel free enough to go and just go nuts, which is what I really appreciate musicians do. I consider us a live band, you know, like just it's way better.
Be able to go off the song and know that when you come back, like it'll still be solid. There'll be a groove there to attach yourself to again.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't play the same song twice the same way. I mean, it's not a bad thing to say, I suppose, I mean, considering people seem to like us and that's what draws a lot of people back, I think. It's just that unpredictability, I guess.
But the community, right? Like it's pretty small, like in Toronto. It sucks. Like Otis won't play a show here anymore, in Toronto, unless like they make some bucks, you know? Like,
yeah.
I mean, they're you know they've been around a while, but yeah.
I know.
But we want to build it. Exactly. We do want to bring, you know, make people aware. Like, let's get her going. Like, let's get some real stuff
out there, man.
Yeah. I do find like people who have been like loyal to the scene, like who are there, are just really loyal to bands who are there like as well. Fans are really loyal, you know. They find you. You know? I thought it was really cool that we had our EP online for just like I don't know, I guess a month, and you know it got out onto the internet. We got like reviews from blogs in like Europe and shit, and like we didn't send it to them,
awesome.
But they got it. Yeah, and it's cool. Like,
no problem people downloading music, you know, it's free publicity.
Yeah,
definitely gratifying to see it, you know,
that's a way around
just that it's reaching an audience, like that's not here,
it's just a way around the record labels too, you know.
Yeah, I was just gonna say like what your opinions would be about like just throwing your music out there for free as a band, like
I'm totally for that.
Yeah, because people want to, you know, people do appreciate music, I think, and if they really do like you, like they'll support you because they want to see more. But like again, it's got to be no bullshit music.
That's a fact. Can't be bullshit right music.
Well, I guess you know,
there's a lot of bullshit music that gets support.
There is.
Music.
I think that's why a lot of people don't come out to shows anymore, is that I've seen so many terrible bands that they're just like, "Oh fuck, I don't want to go out and spend the money to go see a live show." I'm not hating on, you know, anyone at all. But I think that's what's happened. Like here, it's just oversaturated. There's so many bands who'll just play like anywhere, anytime, like, and are just bad. You know, like the pay to play, yeah, fuck. I know, c'est la vie. I know.
Yeah, the whole pay to play setup is wrong. Like the whole system is flawed from the start, right?
I know.
So, it's not, you know, who sold the most tickets and. It's a strange way for bands to.
I know. I picked up a show on Craigslist from a guy who's like, he's offering all this shit, you know. And he's at I think it was at the Opera House, and so I met him. He's like, oh, by the way, you have to buy 20 tickets, and I was like, no, I'm not gonna sell tickets. Like he wanted me to sell tickets, and I just walked away. Like I went straight after work. I was like, no, we're not into doing that at all.
Yeah, never pay to play. Always a bad idea.
Do you have any plans for the near future?
We do. The next gig is February 18th. That's Saturday at Lola. That's 40 Kensington. In Kensington Market. With The Awakening and Trevor Jones. And John plays in The Awakening, our bass player. And they're an awesome, awesome jammy band as well. And it'll be fun. March 31st, we're back at 460, our regular home from below. I think we're Enchantress and maybe a couple other bands. I don't know yet. March 31st.
Yeah. It'd be cool to put together some kind of festival or something. I think it would be tough to do it in the city.
I do too.
Yeah.
Just because.
Fuck. Dude, could we have a festival on your land?
I think we can.
He has 37 acres. Well, he lives. Yeah, he rents it.
Yeah, we've been thinking about having something out there in the fields.
Yeah, just like a big like barbecue like show, you know, like even like make it for families too, you know, like everyone come out. And
we definitely have a band or two in mind that we'd be inviting along, and I don't know how many people we'd want to show up, but you know,
we could sell tickets, right?
Like, yeah, dude. It'll be a pretty good event though. Like,
which we should talk about it.
Music, sounds good.
Good food.
Good food. Good music.
Yeah, we definitely gotta have a barbecue.
Fresh air.
Yeah, fresh air.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. No, it's really nice out there. I'm sure. It's really nice.
The galaxies in the trees.
Yeah. Actually, I was looking up galaxies in the river. There's some picture of the celestial river Eridanus, which has over 36 galaxies within it, the second longest constellation in the sky, which was a very important constellation to ancient civilizations. Would you consider that part of like the inspiration that kind of drives this band's music, or like do you have some more like... Chris is cracking up. That's can
awesome
I ask you, John or Jared?
That's an awesome question.
Nice. It does justice to the visual beauty that attracted us to it, I suppose, to reveal ourselves. Like, we saw that image and just like, that's us.
I don't know which one you're talking about. Which one?
If you Google galaxies and river, there's that an image of what she was just describing.
Galaxies in the river. It just had us... one picture of one galaxy and like a smaller galaxy being pulled into it by some gravitational force.
They eat each other.
Just because of, I guess, gravity or some sort of magnetic force.
Chaotic shit.
And that those two galaxies were in this constellation called Eridanus, which was called the Celestial River. It's like galaxies in the river.
That is really cool.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that at all.
Awesome, man. I want to write that down and like look that up.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Seriously.
We're definitely aware of the time we're in right now, like 2012. We're very tuned in that way. And that's what makes our music what it is at times too, because we're just, we don't just talk about music. And like when we come here in this room, like we're not just here to make music. It's like a meeting, you know. It's like we just express ourselves musically, and we try to grow as individual musicians. And like Chris said, we just trust in each other enough, and you know, we just do it for goodness of doing it.
Yeah.
Again, exactly. Respecting, you know, respecting the artists that came before us.
We're not out to be rock stars at all. You know, like we want to be in control of everything till the end, and you know, like we all have other lives and professions and shit that, you know, that pay the bills, and we solely want this to be, you know, to live to its fullest potential, you know, creatively and, with genuine intent.
Well, it's good to speak to you guys. Anything you guys wanted to share with the world?
I think our music speaks for itself. That's all I can say is come see us. It's an experience.
I'll say that, we're all pretty extreme mellow guys, you know, and...
Shut up,
really
asshole.
Easy, you know. we try to be humble, you know, like, and we're trying to reach people, you know, on a different level, and we'd love for people to hear us, and we want to play for them anytime.
Thanks again for the interview.
Well, thank you guys, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, it's good to meet you.